Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM Breakfast.
Morning, Latia.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Good. Bright, sunny day.
I know. Very it makes happy. Such a massive difference, especially after last night's thunder and lightning.
I know.
I wasn't sure what we're in store for this morning, but I left the house and I was like, ooh, it's going to be a sunny day.
Yeah, positive mood, positive mood.
Now, you've sort of emerged from the New Zealand International Film Festival with many viewing hours.
Yeah.
And it looks like we're returning to the couch, the classic, like, we've got some couch potato home viewing.
Returning to TV, returning to Neon to watch season 3 of Industry, which is an HBO TV series. Came out in 2020, so it was very much like we were all in lockdown. Mm-hmm. I watched the first season then, and I thought it was incredible. It's about a group of young, ambitious finance graduates who enter the cutthroat world of investment banking at a place called Pierpoint in London. And it is about just kind of their relationship dynamics as they try to navigate this incredibly cutthroat, intense, stressful world. Mm-hmm. But I think it was very much a cult hit. Like, there was a really dedicated fan base. They called, like, the early angel investors, which mm-hmm. I consider myself part of. But because there were bigger shows, obviously, like Euphoria, and you had Succession, it was kind of like slowly bubbling under the radar. And then now that those shows are off air, it's now become sort of HBO's primetime slot, and mm-hmm. it's so good. I've almost wanted to gatekeep it because I'm like, oh, like, I kind of like that not everyone watches it, but it is incredible. I think how would I describe it? It's sort of, as I was saying, like Succession's sort of slightly younger, hornier, messed up mm-hmm. cousin. Mm-hmm. It's very much about characters who are sometimes completely deplorable, narcissistic, not redeemable at all, but so compelling, so fascinating. Some of the most interesting kind of, I think, young women on screen, just narcissistic psychopaths, but also something really vulnerable there. I don't want to, we're in season 3 now, so there's been quite a lot of, story development, so I won't kind of go through the whole plot. But Kit Harington from Game of Thrones is in this season as a he has like this firm called Lumi, which is about environmental investing and kind of the big scam of all of that, mm-hmm. which is a big theme in this season. But it's so good, and I'm like, oh, okay, I really need people to watch it. And it's finally getting the audience numbers,
yes.
And I think that they're like, oh, okay, HBO is like, yes, we've invested in this like slow burn of a show, and now it's paying dividends.
HBO, anything HBO is sort of really, a stamp of quality, I reckon. You know, most of their stuff is just so good.
Yeah, and this is cool because, there's obviously a lot of HBO, like American TV shows, and this one's a British show, and it's set in and around London. And the whole cast are, originally a lot of newcomers. Like, didn't really recognise any of them, but mm-hmm. they've, gone on to have, I think, really exciting careers. I mean, Marissa Abella, who's, I think, kind of taking the lead, is Yasmin Hanani, who is who they call the Nepo hire, because she's from a very wealthy British family. I don't want to talk about this film because it's really bad, but the Amy Winehouse in the new, in the biopic, but amazing actor. We'll just put that movie aside. But she's in this, and then Myla Harold, who people might recognise from Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. And then a lot of the actors are now getting huge amounts of work. And then you've got, like, Kit Harington from, like, Game of Thrones coming in, and you've got sometimes, bigger stars from the US making kind of cameo appearances or supporting casts. So it's a real mix of kind of unknowns, more well-known actors, but all really talented. Mm-hmm. And it's just such a dynamic series. Like, it really is one of those ones, I think rare ones at the moment, where it makes you do the work mm-hmm. as an as a viewer. It's not, it launches you straight in. It doesn't really muck around with exposition. Very similar to Succession. It's fast-paced. A lot of the finance stuff goes right over my head. But it doesn't matter because you're kind of like, okay, something important's happening here. And it's more about the kind of skullduggery and relationships and who's sort of backstabbing who. And but also these young people trying to navigate life and each other and love and their kind of internal moral turmoil. It's a really fascinating, really well-written, really dynamic show. I could not recommend it enough. I think if, you know, people are looking for a new series, something...
This sounds like me, actually.
Yeah, not like an Emily in Paris on Netflix.
With Succession, my experience of watching that, the first season, I was like, oh my God, I can't do this. I cannot do it.
Yeah.
Second season, I was fully committed. From there on, I just loved it.
Yeah.
You reckon this should grab me from the first season?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really, it really goes there in each episode. Like, it takes some wild turns and risks and, yeah, takes things sometimes to a very depraved level that I'm like, wow, okay.
Yes.
Like, it will kind of shock you as a viewer in some moments. But it's been doing that from the first season, which is what I've loved. Like, they just hit the ground running and they just were like, this is a show we're going to make. And I'm really glad HBO were like, okay, cool, you can do your weird little thing down here while these bigger shows kind of have their moment. And then I'm so glad it got renewed for a second season.
Yep.
And then third season, it's like completely in a new gear. I think bigger budget as well. It's got that primetime slot.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's, yeah, worth the investment to get into it. And people who I know who love it are like, thank God people are finally talking about it, because there's like I've got like, I know two others who have been watching it since like 2020, and I'm so glad.
Excellent. Yeah. How many eps a season?
I think it's like maybe 8 to 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're talking an hour? HBO is usually about an hour, right?
Yeah, 40, like the 40 minute to an hour.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Season 3 is dropping every Monday, so it's up to episode 4 now, so you've got time to get into it.
Yes,
but it's like definitely a real treat on a Monday night for it to come out.
Excellent.
I really like that kind of mode of TV viewing.
Oh, fantastic. All right, everyone out there, we are talking Industry, which is on Neon. 3 seasons to crack into, and this is a very strong recommend from Latia.
Yeah, big recommend from me.
Excellent. All right, mate, hey, thank you so much for making the trek into BFM. We'll see you next week.
See you.
Viewmaster, only on 95 BFM.